Unit 1, page 9. A young novelist. Listening extra. Exercise C. Listen again. Are the sentences true or false? Write T or F.
Welcome. Today we're speaking with 22-year-old Rebecca Jackson, who just published her first novel, 2050. Her self-published ebook has become an overnight sensation. Rebecca, we are delighted to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
Well, I'd like to begin by asking you about your experience as a writer before you wrote 2050.
Well, during my freshman year in college, I took a creative writing class. I remember the professor outlined some steps you should take to get published. The one that really stuck in my mind was the idea of starting small, like publishing a short story in the student newspaper or trying to get accepted to a writer's conference. The point he was making is that you have to build a name and reputation for yourself before a major publisher would take you seriously. So I diligently tried to follow his advice, but it took me some time to come to grips with how difficult it can be. My short story got rejected from the student newspaper. I applied to writers' conferences, but didn't get into the ones I wanted, and I only got a B in my writing class.
Did you get discouraged? And if not, how did you stay motivated?
I tried not to. While I did experience a lot of rejection along the way, I still felt this great urge to communicate with people. So I decided to take a year off from school to work on my novel. I thought this was a great plan, but my parents didn't. They didn't see the point of pursuing something I hadn't been successful with. But I followed my instincts and began writing.
It was something you had to do for yourself.
That's right. I was going to a local free writer's workshop, and one of the participants told us how we could publish an ebook. I really got a lot out of that workshop. I loved this idea that I wouldn't have to contend with the large corporate publishers, and I'd actually have something to show for my hard work.
It does sound like you had to be extremely driven to get to where you are now. Now let's discuss 2050. The main character is Jenny Davis?
Yes. She's a shy but intelligent young woman who spends most of her time alone reading and studying in the library.
Yes. I saw Jenny as soft-spoken yet rather powerful.
Exactly. It was a challenge to find the right balance between shyness and strength for her character.
Well, she's certainly a fascinating character. When we come back, we'll talk more about 2050, Rebecca Jackson's new book.